Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, your co-host for The Feeling of Jazz, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We bring you some of the finest mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We hope you'll stick around. We've got 2 hours of fine swinging sounds. We're going to take a little break for the news at the top of the hour, and then we'll be back for a second hour. So we look forward to bringing you some swinging modern mainstream music. I'm going to continue tonight with my second installment to my salute to Illinois Jacquet. Illinois Baptiste Jacquet, as they would call him. He's from that tough tenor school out of the Texas region. He broke in with the Lionel Hampton Band and made a big name for himself with his solo on Flying Home. He moved on to the Count Basie Band, and then he had a little big band that included Joel Newman and J.J. Johnson in the group. He toured with the Jazz at the Philharmonic all across the United States and the world, mainly in Europe and Scandinavia, for probably 10 years. So this guy was a real jazz giant. We're going to kick off Illinois' portion of the show with a Rodgers and Hart composition, Have You Met Miss Jones? And is backed up by an all-star aggregation that includes Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Joe Jones on drums, and cut in L.A. in October of 56. Let's listen to Have You Met Miss Jones?
Thank you.
nice, easy version of a great Rodgers and Hart classic, Have You Met Miss Jones, by our highlight artist of the week, Illinois Jacquette. A nice muted trumpet solo there by Roy Eldridge.
And my first selection is going to feature Art Pepper with Chet Baker. It's on a Pacific Jazz CD entitled Chet Baker and Art Pepper. In addition to those two, it features Leroy Vinegar on bass and Stan Levy on drums. The tune was written by Art, and it's called Old Croy.
Thank you.
That's O-L apostrophe Croy, featuring Art Pepper on alto sax, Pete Jolly on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Dan Levy on drums. Something tells me that was a tribute to a beverage as opposed to a Caribbean island.
I think so, knowing Art Pepper the way I did. He was also one who was famous for his performance-enhancing intake. Well, we're going to continue with a highlight of tenor sax work of Illinois Jacquette. And now we're going to turn to an album that was appropriately called simply Illinois Jacquette and His Orchestra. They didn't get too creative on the title for this particular album. And joining Illinois, we now have in the trumpet section Harry Sweets Edison, who spent about 10, 12 years as a soloist in the Count Basie Big Band and went on to record extensively out on the West Coast as a first call on lots and lots of the Frank Sinatra albums, doing a little backing there for Frank. Got Gerald Wiggins we have Gerald Wiggins here on organ, and also Carl Perkins on piano. We have an organ-piano combination. Carl Perkins out of Indianapolis. Irving Ashby on guitar. Curtis Council on bass. This is George and Ira Gershwin's composition, Our Love Is Here to Stay. Thank you. That was George and Ira Gershwin's great standard, Our Love Is Here to Stay, by our highlight artists of the week, tenor sax man Illinois Jacquette. We had also heard some fine muted trumpet work there by Harry Sweets Edison.
Well, we're going to stay in a ballad mode now with the Woody Herman Band with a Concord CD entitled Woody's Gold Star. It's a recording of a 1987 live concert in Concord, California, of all places. Woody's herd is 18 pieces strong. We're going to hear good solos by John Fedchuk, the lead trombone, and Roger Ingram, the lead trumpet, in Thelonious Monk's composition, Round Midnight. Thank you.
John Fedchuk, trombone.
Yeah, and that was Around Midnight, the Woody Herman Orchestra. You got the introduction there of John Fedchuk on trombone. The trumpet soloist was Roger Ingram. Thelonious Monk's tune, Around Midnight. The composer credit on this tune is a little sketchy. Monk supposedly wrote it in 1936, but it wasn't copyrighted till 1943, and lyrics were added to it by Bernard Hannigan, and then Cootie Williams was the first to record it in 1944. So all of those people figure in the composer credit.
It's a long history. Well, in the early 70s, there was a record company formed in Paris, France, called Black and Blue. And during that period of time, they flew over from the United States various jazz artists, mainstream jazz artists, to record on that label. And so we're going to do something by our highlight artist of the week, Illinois Jacquette, on a Black and Blue label with Milt Buckner on organ. And Joe Jones is back here on drums, formerly out of the Basie Band, and this is a little thing that Illinois Jacquette recorded several times over the years, mainly because he liked the sound, and he also wrote it. It's called Bottoms Up. Thank you. That's the typical tough tenor sax sound of Illinois Jack Kent doing a little romp through his own composition, Bottoms Up. And he was backed by an organ player that he worked with quite a bit all down through the years, the great Milt Buckner.
Well, next we have the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Jimmy Rushing. It's from a Columbia CD entitled Brubeck and Rushing. And it's a reissue of a 1960 LP. If that sounds like a bit of an unusual combination, it was. The idea came about when they were both on tour in Europe, and Rushing had the idea. Brubeck wasn't real crazy about it. He didn't think he could properly back Rushing, and Jimmy said, "Don't worry about it. I've been listening to you for years. You'll do fine." So we have Jimmy on vocal with Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond, alto sax, Gene Wright on bass, Joe Morello on drums. And it's a Mitchell Parrish, Harry White composition entitled Evening.
You come and you find me. Must you always remind me that my gal is gone? Hurry, evening. Can't you see I'm deep in your power? Every minute seems like an hour since my gal is gone. Shadows fall on the wall. That's the time I miss your kisses most of all. Even though I try, how can I go on? Take me evening. Let me sleep, the great dawn is breaking. I don't care if I don't awaken. Since my gal is gone. evening. Every night you come and you find me. Must you always remind me that my gal is gone? Hurry, evening. Can't you see I'm deep in your power? Every minute seems like an hour since my gal is gone. Shadows fall on the wall. That's the time I miss your kisses most of all. Even though I try, how can I go on? Take me evening. Let me sleep, the great dawn is breaking. I don't care if I don't awaken since my gal is gone. 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 My gal is gone. My gal is gone.
Yeah, and that's the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Jimmy Rushing. Featuring Dave on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Gene Wright on bass, Joe Morello on drums, Mitchell Parrish, Harry White composition Evening, a tune that Jimmy's done many times in many different situations.
Continue our salute to our highlight artist of the week, Illinois Jacquette, and this is from his album Illinois Jacquette Flies Again. And this is a little big band. He saw fit to employ his brother Russell Jacquette on trumpet. Among the ensemble is Bud Johnson, also on tenor sax. Jimmy Jones, the pianist, did the arrangements. Barry Galbraith is on guitar. And this was a big hit for arranger, composer, and band leader Billy May. And I think it was also a huge hit for Billy May backing up Sinatra at the time, Lean Baby.
Thank you.
was Illinois Jack Kent with his little big band. Included his brother Russell in the ensemble. There was also tenor sax man Bud Johnson in the ensemble, and Barry Gilbert was on guitar, but that was an Illinois Jack Kent solo all the way through on a Billy May composition that was a big hit for Billy called Lean Baby.
Well, next we're going to feature the Count Basie Band from a CD on a jazz label, J-A-S-S, and it's entitled Count Basie and the Stars of Birdland. It's a recording of a 1955 concert in Topeka, Kansas. And it's not just Basie that was recorded. There's also Stan Getz, Sarah Vaughan and her trio, Lester Young's there. And the intermission acts were George Shearing and Errol Garner. So it's quite an assembly of talent, and for that reason, I'm going to make my next three selections from this CD. The first one will be just the Basie Band, not backing anybody. We'll hear solos by Frank Foster, Bill Hughes, and Marshall Royal. Frank on tenor sax, Bill Hughes on trombone, and Marshall Royal on alto sax. A tune written by Johnny Guarneri and arranged by Ernie Wilkins. It's where Basie does his best imitation of Errol Garner called Basie Talks.
Basie.
And it was Basie Talks, and he did. The soloists there were Frank Foster on tenor sax, Bill Hughes on trombone, Marshall Royal on alto.
Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. I'm Kent Lindquist, the co-host for the Feeling of Jazz, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. It's about a five-minute break. We'll be back for the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. I'm going to close out with something titled The Kid and the Brute. And the kid was Illinois Jack Kett, and the brute was tenor sax man Ben Webster, an older senior citizen who was playing great tenor sax at the particular time. And this is the title track, The Kid and the Brute.